Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect to your higher self, release your limiting beliefs, and create your unreal life. Today's episode is all about behind-the-scenes assistance. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast / my YouTube channel. My name is Lindsay Amico. I'm the founder and mindset coach at Picture Perfect Mind, and this is my project to really give you magical motivational messages in the morning for you to be able to access. And obviously you can listen to them throughout the day, but I want you to feel set up in a transmission that can activate you in some way, shape, or form so that throughout your day, you just feel those juicy vibes. You feel supported. You can shift your mindset to something that feels good today. So take what works for you and leave the rest. For example, yesterday, the message was deep replenishment. And maybe yesterday you had a day that was actually super energizing and you felt incredible. And so you can always go back and listen to different messages. These are timeless, but if you like to listen to them on the morning that they're released, that's fabulous too. So I just like to riff off of one of the cards I pulled today. I used this yesterday. I'm using the Work Your Light Oracle cards again. So we received no, wait, postpone, pause, say no. And then we received Council of Light, divine orchestration, helpers in the subtle realms. So with these two cards together, here's the message that I'm feeling. And I also feel called to read both of the descriptions in the Work Your Light card book. Okay. So with these, I feel like some of us are trying to force something to happen. We're trying to use our human willpower and our human ego and our internal dialogue and our beliefs on how things should happen and when they should happen, and we want something to come to manifestation. Maybe we're trying to force a decision. Maybe we are, you know, our ego, the thinking mind, is saying, hey, there's a problem here, and if we don't resolve it, something bad is going to happen. So we're trying to really get the universe to pop something out, right? To manically manifest something. And maybe we're even waiting on a specific person to make a decision, and we're just fixated on that. And we're like, if they could just do this, then my life is going to be able to move forward. And so take that for whatever it is for you today. We all want things in our life, right? We all look at our lives and can see, okay, you know, this thing I'm absolutely thrilled with, but maybe my health is a little lower, or my energy levels, maybe my health is at a 10, but I actually dislike my job right now. Maybe my relationship is at an 8 or a 9, but actually my friendships are lower right now. So take wherever you are today and know that that's okay. But the message that I'm getting today is allow things to fall into place, and something is being orchestrated beyond what you can see. So it's not that you don't need to take any action. It's just that we're not trying to force something in place. So think about it this way. Let's say you're being sold something, right? Whatever it is, it can be anything. And the salesperson, it could be something that you really need. It could be something that totally fulfills a need in your life. You're hunting for it anyway. You're on the lookout. But the salesperson has a needy energy to them. They have an energy that's buy this now. If you don't, something bad's going to happen, like pushing, right? Versus a salesperson that is allowing, that gives you the information, gives you a fabulous deal, allows you to make the decision, of course, is longing for you to make the decision, but think of longing versus neediness. Now think of if you could activate the feeling of longing within yourself without being needy. being in a state of trust that whatever decisions you make, whatever actions you take, whatever people you talk to today will lead you to where you are supposed to be. And that something is happening behind the scenes that is actually of the greatest benefit to you, but you just can't quite see it at the moment because in our human eyes, in our physical plane eyes, we're looking around and we can only see so much. Have you ever just done the best that you could? Maybe it's at work and you show up and you're a nice person and you help others and you just focus on being the best version of yourself. If you can get to that space whenever you can and trust that good things will follow, that's an amazing attitude to have. Now, maybe you can't get there today. Maybe today it's just, I just need to breathe today. I just need to really find gratitude for this area of my life today, but this other area I'm not going to focus on as much today. You don't need to manifest the thing at this moment. We're getting a wait, okay? So I'm going to read the wait, and then I love this card, Council of Light. I love both of these cards, actually, but I love this card because it just reminds me that I have a spiritual team behind me, that whether we view them as our passed on loved ones, archangels, ascended masters, you know, our guides, whoever they are, we know that they are guiding us. We know that we are never alone. You are being called to either pause or say no. Saying yes to something that isn't in alignment with you will drain your energy and your time. Hold out for a congruent, aligned 100% yes. Often when we are looking for guidance to make a decision, it can be frustrating not to move into clear and considered action. However, timing is everything, and not receiving clear guidance is actually guidance in itself. So another thing I love to talk about is looking for a sign. So let's say you ask for, like, if I'm supposed to make a career change, I'll see a ladybug, right? Like just a sign like that. If you're not receiving the sign, that's a sign in itself, okay? So it's okay if you don't receive the sign, because holding the belief that you are always taken care of is an incredible feeling. So even if you can't get there, how can you get to a space of accepting the present moment? We all go through times known as waiting periods. These times are crucial for our body to regenerate, the new path to formulate, and the universe to begin creating things on our behalf. You don't need to be plowing forward all the time to move forward. A potent, congruent yes, when the time is right, will put you ahead leaps and bounds. Don't force things now just because it seems like the only option. Take a breather and wait. The waiting is actually very productive, for when the time for movement comes, you will be ready to dive right in. Use this time to regenerate and ponder what you truly want. Consider the options. If the options are not clear, don't fear, because this time is actually a gift. Use it to tend to your garden and take a rest, to take a moment from your busy life to clear the decks and prepare for the time in the future. For come spring, clarity will bloom and you will have the reserves, space, and drive to say yes and act and move quickly. Say no, postpone, or wait. So then when we invite in divine guidance, and this means something different to every single one of us, so take this as it relates to you. My husband loves to call it the force. I also love referring to it as intuition, your gut instinct. So if the divine orchestration doesn't relate to you or doesn't connect to you, that's totally fine. Just connect to your intuition. The Council of Light is a team of benevolent beings who are here to assist the raising of consciousness of the planet. They are here to help you achieve your soul mission and are guiding you every step of the way. However, because we live in a world where free will reigns, they cannot help you without your permission. If you would like their assistance, it is time to ask them. They can help with all kinds of requests. Nothing is too big or too small. Think of them as your personal team of helpers in the spirit realm. They are willing and ready to step in and get to work. What would you like help with? What tasks would you like to delegate to them? The Council of Light is a team of ascended masters, light beings, angels, and guides devoted to the rising of Earth and all humanity. If you are a light worker, it is from them that you receive your personal mission. Like a spirit world, United Nations, they want to thank you so much for doing this work and devoting your life to uplifting the planet. Pray to them for clarity and guidance regarding your personal mission. Put in your requests and let them get to work. Council of Light, I am ready to receive your help for fulfilling my personal dharmic mission. Thank you for guiding me with clarity every step of the way and for sending me helpers and experiences that delight my mind, body, and soul. So even if that card was a little out there to you, if you just look at it like everything is always working out for me, I have a trust that when I connect to my energy and my gifts and I help others and I act in the best way that I possibly can on every day, even if that's resting, even if that's not talking to anyone today, whatever is best for me, and I care for myself, whatever is meant to happen will happen. So there's your messages for today, my beautiful friends. Please let me know if you would like to work with me. I'd love to have a session with you. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. I want you to feel better so you can move forward in your life and create the biggest and best impact that you can. So thank you so much. Be sure to check out the women's retreat if you haven't already. It's at the end of September. It's at pictureperfectmind.com/womensretreat. It is currently at a discounted price. I'd love to see you there. If you have any women in your life that sounds like it would be fabulous for them, please spread the word, and I will talk to you guys soon.